Yeah, he works for Salt Lake County, he's a mechanic.
Wow.
Yeah. But he has to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning, so I don't think your wife would want to drive.
Well, she starts at 6.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good, so maybe they can carpool, so she doesn't have to stay up there all week.
It's time to start a meeting.
You can start your meeting, you can't do any business.
We're meeting together to take care of the general election situation that was canceled. And now we're gonna do it the way that we had to vote before the attorney, and he was, figured it all out for us, and so what we're gonna do is, this is the first phase of this, taking care of the.
Is he calling me to order me? He's trying to do that right now.
He's talking.
First phase of the, taking care of the election. Tonight, we're gonna, I'll call the meeting to order first, and we've had the roll call, I think he's passed it around. And so the first thing we'll do is stand up and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Karen was asked, or I might be here, might get a few words of that. Our Father, may we bow our heads humbly before thee, and we ask that thy spirit might be with us, that we might be able to take care of the things that we have met here together, to appoint those to the council member seats. We pray that thy spirit will help us and direct and guide our thoughts and actions, that they may be approved unto thee, we say in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Proceedings.
I'll just turn the time now over to Kevin, who's going to walk us through this thing so we'll know what we're doing. He's been the one that's been in touch with the lawyer all the time and been able to figure it out. The lawyer was going to be here, but he can't be here.
So if you have just a little patience, I've been texting back and forth with the attorney.
So Kevin's
as soon as I get through reading this, we're going to call him.
I talked to Brad this afternoon.
I just called him. He said he'd be here in just 30 seconds. So you can count that down.
Where's Dave?
Dave said he probably couldn't get here. He had to take his mother to a doctor up in Utah County. And he said, I'm not sure I can get back.
He might be. He can call in, though, right? Maybe, or not.
Yeah. Hayden will not be here, but we're going to call him on the phone.
Okay.
Now, Dave, we don't necessarily need to. We can if somebody wants to call him, see if we can run him down. Okay. So I'm going to call the attorney and get him on the phone. If you want to get Hayden on the phone.
Okay.
If you want to try to get Dave on the phone. Kevin, too. You're the important Kevin, so.
I'd say your role's pretty important.
Okay, so we've got probably we've got about 12 citizens here, plus three council members, the mayor and two council members. We're trying to get the other two council members on the phone. And so I'm going to kind of explain to everyone what's going on and the procedure. And if I mess anything up, you'll be sure and correct me.
I will. Yep.
Okay, thanks. So as everyone knows, the state canceled our election, the general election, because of technical things that were part part of the code in that no one submitted any of their financial records on time. And so they canceled. If the candidate does not submit the records on time, they're eliminated. They cannot run for the office. And all of our candidates failed to do that, so they were all eliminated. So the first thing you did is talk to the county, and they referred us to the attorney. Of course, we talked to Kevin Daniels, our attorney, and he's on the phone now. He did a lot of work with the Lieutenant Governor's office, who was the election officials for the state, and we've submitted some ideas to them and basically accepted, they've accepted what we want to do. So tonight's meeting, the purpose is to replace the two outgoing council members, that's Dave Larson and Brandon Reese. David Brandon Reese is his official name on the records. In place of those, we put out requests for any applications who wanted to run for those positions. And we have two people who put in applications. That's David Brandon Reese. He put in an application to be appointed. And Brian Smith put in an application to be appointed. So we have two persons with applications to fill two vacancies on the council. Those two vacancies will occur tonight, and those two appointments will occur tonight. So that's what we're going to do. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
And the other council members and the mayor may ask interview-style questions of each of the candidates. They just have to ask the same question to bullet point them.
Okay. So what we were going to do was, I've given each of the council members the actual application of each candidate, and they can review that for a minute, and then we'll open it up for questions. Jeff, you had a question.
This part of the code that got skipped over, is it new? Something new in the state politics?
Well, no. They've always supposed to have been able to, they've always been required to submit financial documents. I don't know, in my short 2 years here, I don't know what's gone in the past, but nobody submitted any. There should have been one before the primary. There should have been one about 30 days after the primary. There should have been one just before the general, and there should have been one after the general. No one did any of those. So essentially, they were technically eliminated before the primary was ever held.
Nobody should have been.
We were notified, or that nobody picked it up at the state until the day they were due before the general election. But by then, it essentially was too late.
And Wales is the only principality that didn't do it?
Well, no. There are other individual candidates who didn't do it. But I think this may be the first time they've seen it happen to everyone.
With everyone.
Yeah.
And how will we know it's not going to happen again?
Okay, thank you. So, I don't know if you've had time to look at the applications, but I'll open it up for questions. Brandon, maybe you want to step down to be asked the questions. Brian, why don't you come up, the two of you in those chairs there. And as the attorney has said, from the council, if you have any questions, we'll ask the same question to both candidates. This is open for the public to make comments, if you like also.
Do we have a quorum yet?
Yes, we have
Right now we have...
The mayor and one council member. Do you have him on the phone?
Dave will not respond.
And we've got Hayden Nichols, another council member, on the phone. And Brandon could vote at this point because he's still on the council. So we do have...
But Dave, has Dave submitted a separate resignation officially?
And I do have papers that Dave submitted for his resignation, so we can move forward with that, too. It'd be a matter of appointing the new one, swearing him in right now, and then that person would be able to participate in the vote.
Okay.
So for right now, I think if we move forward to questions to both candidates from the council members and the citizens, you're welcome to make comments. If you have any questions you want to throw out.
Do you have to be to both candidates? Or?
The same question goes to both candidates.
Do I have a comment then?
Comments, okay. I guess that would entail both candidates, yeah.
I'm just glad to see that Brandon has decided to give some more of his time because water in this town is an issue and he's been in charge of that during your term so far. And somebody new came in, I think would have to go backwards quite a ways before to catch up what Brandon already knows. So I appreciate Brandon. Brandon's a busy man, and I appreciate him giving his time to the town.
Thank you. Questions from the council members? Hayden, do you have any questions to ask the candidates?
Not at this time, though.
I don't have any. Do you?
No, I don't have any.
Question for Brian.
We've got a question.
Okay, go ahead.
The question has to go to both of them.
Go ahead. I just would like to ask him what the feelings are about changing the building lots in Wales, in town.
Meaning size?
The size.
We tracked that.
And Brian wants to make them smaller?
Making them smaller so more people can move on to into town. Are you for that or against stuff?
I think, do you want me to go first?
Go ahead.
Yeah, let's, okay. Let's have Brandon go then. Brian, the reason I say that is that when the state put the ballots out, they did, there's a chart thing you go by to decide who's first on the ballot, who's second, who's third. Brandon was first on the ballot. Brian was second on the ballot. I think if we go that way, that will maybe follow a little more what the state intends.
I think for me, as we've been going forward, even in the last 4 years, we've been able to split lots down to the conventional. From our 1 acre lot, we've been able to split into the half acre lots. I'm all for that. I do want to see growth. I just want to see it reasonable and be able to manage our water and resources that go with it. So the lot size isn't a big of an issue for me as much as just being able to service those number of lots.
Yeah, and for my part, I think that it's up to the town. And what the town wants, what the town residents want, goes to planning and zoning. They understand what our water capacity is, along with the council and the mayor. If the town wants quarter-acre lots and wants houses, townhomes built on top of one another and things like that, then that's something we should look at. If the town doesn't want that, then I think we keep it at half-acre lots. And on the outside, 1 acre lots and things like that. So really it's up to the town. Let's find out what the town wants. And then what the town wants is what I want. And then we make that happen. So that's important.
Okay, we had a question from Jeff and then...
Well, I just have a question concerning this same kind of just clarification.
Is that okay, Jeff, if she goes?
So it's not a question of the candidates, it's a question for the council. Currently,
well,
is it half an acre everywhere in town? Because
no.
At one point it was half an acre in certain parts of town and an acre in other parts.
Still
of
correct.
Is that still the same?
Yeah, the outer border on the outsides of town is 1 acre.
200 south, 300 north.
That's called the agricultural zone. Everything else is half acre.
Yep. So where you live is 1 acre.
I know. Why?
The only other stipulation to that, Marion, has been a 150 feet of frontage road, and I believe that's a county ordinance.
100 feet.
Is it 100 feet?
100 feet is what our ordinance in town is.
So that's been the other restricting part of the lots, is making sure.
If you have lots in town that people built on that are less than 100.
There shouldn't be any, unless, now years ago, maybe they slipped them under without proper.
Granddaddy did.
Properly.
No, there's some that have been before, after all the stuff that's been going on.
All the ones that were built where the roads were supposed to be, that were 99 feet, they allowed people to build on those, even though they were less than 100.
99's not 100, huh? So there is a stipulation there.
Okay, other questions to candidates? Jeff?
I think I know what Brandon will say, because I've watched him, but what is your background in public service?
Brandon, you first.
So mine has been a lot of, I've done the 4 years here. I've done 18 years now with EMS and emergency services that way, been involved that way. I do training and teaching that way with the ambulance. A lot of mine has been more the emergency services part than that part. That's really cool.
Hey, Brian.
You want a whole laundry list?
Yes.
I went on a mission, married a good wife. That's good public service. I've served as 17 years as the president of Utah Soccer. I was over the board of directors. I was on the appointed by three different mayors to Parks and Rec Committee, Commission, to the Provo City Planning Commission, and worked on those for about almost 14 years. So planning and zoning, I know inside and out. Parks and Rec, I know inside and out. Recreation, teaching kids, things like that, inside and out. Programs. And I have a lot of experience working with the public and understanding their wants and needs, and then seeing how that fits within master plan, which is what you're bound to. So, yeah, that's my service.
Okay, thank you. I think there was another hand over here.
My question got answered.
That one's answered? Okay. Anyone else?
This position is specifically the over the water, right?
There are two council positions.
So
they
this
have no,
either or.
These people will have no assignment until the mayor, whoever that is, gives those assignments, until those are decided in January.
And the two open are which ones?
The roads.
Right now, David's over the roads, Brandon's over the water. Again, that's decided.
Right.
That's not through the appointment process, doesn't appoint them to a specific duty, just to the seat on the council.
Just clarification.
Do you have anything to add to that, Kevin?
No, that's all correct.
Okay. Any other questions? Jeff?
To how long of a term are we appointing these two gentlemen tonight?
They'll both be two-year terms.
Two-year terms.
They'll expire at the end of 2027.
Okay, two full years.
Two-year terms.
Okay, all right.
Instead of the four-year that they would have been elected to. Then there'll be another election.
So then in 2027, everybody's up for re-election.
Everybody's up for re-election.
Mayor.
The two that are not involved in all this will go for four-year terms. The three that are involved in this situation will only be voted in for two-year terms. Okay. So that you keep them offset.
And you're good with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Hayden, do you think of anything you want to ask? Daniels? I think we're ready to have somebody nominate a candidate. Now, the question I have for you is, does Brandon have to resign his seat to be nominated and approved, or can we nominate and approve him and then have him resign and then be re-sworn in?
So yeah, he would need to step down and resign before putting himself up as a candidate. That way the position's open when you fill it.
Okay, so I'll have him fill out this resignation letter right now, and then he'll have been, then he'll be resigned.
Do we want to
I'll hold him down.
Brandon, just a second. So that's up to you guys. If you want to put Brandon, if you want to put Brian, if you choose Brian to vote on right now, then Brandon could stay on and vote.
And then you have
I think that would be a good idea.
More of a quorum that way. Yeah, agreed.
Is that okay, Kevin?
Voting.
Well, they want to vote on the other candidate that is not on the council right now. And that way, Brandon can vote for that.
That's fine. Yeah, I think
okay.
That's perfectly fine.
Okay. So, if somebody wants to nominate.
So we have Dave's resignation.
Yeah, we have his resignation already.
Okay, so Dave is resigned.
So that position is open, and now you can somebody on the council. One of the four of you can nominate somebody, and then we'll have a yes or no vote.
I'll nominate Ryan Smith as a new council member, Town of Wells.
Okay, those in favor of Brian, yes? Say yes?
Yes.
Everyone's in favor?
Yes.
Are there any against it? No, no one against it. So, four in favor, zero against. Brian's on the council.
Not yet. I got to swear or something, right?
Now, Mr. Ben,
now can you vote
for Brandon?
Well, Mr. Sessions.
He's got to get sworn in.
If I swear Brian into the council right now, then he can vote, right?
Correct.
Okay, let's swear him in.
Okay, there you go. Said railroaded, young man.
No Hooters.
Say that before. No, I'm just kidding.
Too late.
I know, right? I know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you
get. I forgot to ask you that.
Yeah. All right. You repeat after me.
Do I have to use the microphone here?
You just pick up. Yeah,
well,
I do. I'll stand right here. All right. Make sure you don't raise my hand or anything.
No, it doesn't say anything.
Okay.
Okay, Brian J. Smith, do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that you will discharge the duties of this office with fidelity? I probably should have you read that, actually.
I, Brian J. Smith, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the State of Utah, that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity. So help me.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You gonna sign that?
Okay, I'll sign that. That sounds a lot like the Air Force swearing in.
All right, so we've got him sworn in. Now you can take a seat on the council and we'll be the other seat. Okay, does everybody want to make a nomination for the other seat that's open?
I nominate Brandon Reese to be the council.
His full name, David Brandon Reese.
David Brandon Reese.
So the mayor has nominated David Brandon Reese. All in favor, say aye.
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 That's everyone. Any opposed? Okay, so that's four in favor and no one against. So you're in. Now we'll swear you in.
I had 30 seconds.
How did it feel?
some freedom.
We're free for 30 seconds.
I do solemnly swear or affirm, David Brandon Reese, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and will discharge my duties of the office with fidelity.
Sign and date that. All right, thank you.
And that takes care of the meeting for tonight.
Just a second.
Do you have anything else?
Just a second.
Welcome back.
So, Mr. Daniels, does that sound okay to you?
Yes. Got
them both sworn in, now we have a full council, and on Thursday at 6 o'clock we'll meet again to replace, to vote on the mayor.
Correct, yeah, but in that one obviously there's one spot, two individuals, and so I'm sure there'll be more questions and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sounds good, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, we'll talk to you later.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, we're going to have new questions on Thursday, not tonight.
Yeah, we'll do the mayor position on Thursday.
And what will happen afterwards?
Just like.
No, but I mean, there is one thing hanging out there. There might be another office available.
There could be another open position for council member.
The council would decide that. It's not about meeting or anything.
No, we have to advertise for 14 days so that anybody who is voting, who's registered to vote within Wales, has an opportunity to apply.
And is that application the same as everybody's gone through already?
Yeah, same process, exact same process.
Did you say that one for 2 or 4 years?
That one would be for
2 years. They're all, any appointed.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
That would be for 2 years also.
In fact, your term is up.
Well, he'll have to ask the attorney that, but not necessarily, he can remain in office. I don't think he would have to resign because it's not his position that's up for him.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if he becomes mayor, then there's an open seat.
Yes. I make the motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second it.
Let's
get out of here. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a good night. Congratulations. Thank you, Jeff.
If
you need any help, just yell out the window.
We'll do. Out the back.
Is it planning and zoning tonight, Jeff, or is that Thursday?
Oh, thank you. Planning and zoning was canceled, by the way. Congratulations. Thank you, Ron.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. Let's go home.
Hey.
Thank you, Mario.
Take care of
Thank you.
No, he's
Kevin, there. Did you need anything?
You know that.
I don't think so.
Girl, he helps me.
Thank you. I hope so. I'll try. Yeah.
As long as we're trying, that's the main thing.
Right. Yep.
No. So Ron was a council member until, have you been off 2 years already? Yeah, Hayden took your place. If any of you have any questions, feel free to call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are you totally confused?
No, I'm good. I wasn't confused about the process. I was confused about Jeff's question.
Yeah.
I got it.
I think I have to help put the chairs away now, right?
No. No, because there's other people that use all the
time. Oh, they do? Oh, okay. Thanks for all you do.
You're welcome.
Doug, thanks.
But I'm not eating sugar. Good, how are you?
Okay, welcome aboard.
Yep, see you Thursday.
Yep, 6 o'clock.
There's a chance I could be driving to Iowa to move my son down, but I'll be on the phone either way, so I'll let you know one way or the other, okay?
See, I should have your phone number, let me make sure.
Yeah, I think you do.
Send it to me so I have it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't sure that the attorney would let us do that. I mean, they've done that stuff like during COVID and all that.
Yeah.
Reason not to, but he didn't.
And it's probably into it all the time.
Mine's easy. She always is just one number higher than mine.
Oh, is it? So they're similar?
It's easy, yeah.
Oh. And we've had these phone numbers for probably 30 years.
Well, yeah, we've been these for ever since, I don't know, 20 maybe.
Yeah, they go forever.
Once you get one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, guys.
See ya. So, well, we need to either put it away, everything away, or put it away now.
What time did the girls show up?
Well, they said around 9 is when they wanted to come in.
That's how they can set up their table at that time, right?
Yeah.
So we should be okay to come in at 8:30 or
we're
so.
We're in at 8 to put things away unless you want to do it right now.
I can put the microphones away now.
Let's at least, keep this thing off the stand too. Let's see what we need to plug so we can help. She's glad you're here and know how to do this.
Recalled.
That's the way it goes.
Yep.